Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Welcome back. We're really excited to have you here for this episode. We hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. This is coming out the day after Thanksgiving, if you're listening in the future afterwards, so you kind of put yourself in that situation. Hopefully you all had a wonderful, wonderful gathering, or maybe even have a gathering yet to come. It is a kickoff of a wonderful season, and hopefully you had a great time. This week, we're going to be rolling out with a new kind of trivia, something a little different. We're gonna be rolling out human body trivia. How confident do you feel about this one, lad?
Not confident at all.
No, you're not a science guy when it comes to this stuff?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, hopefully you are in the car at home are going to be just as good, if not better. And so we're really excited to roll this out. In case you're joining us for the first time, you're going to hear 15 questions of trivia on this topic today, and each round of five questions is going to get more and more difficult. So this first round is the easy questions. We call this round...
The Trivia Tots.
So here we go. Human body trivia. Question one. What is the strongest muscle in your body based on the work it does every day?
Your heart
is correct. And not because it works hard, but because you love so much.
Yeah, that's not true. Your heart does nothing. has nothing to do with love.
Well, I mean, I guess yes. Like, from a standpoint of science, yes.
It does not.
But
not
it
at
feels
all.
Like that's where it comes from.
Really? It's your brain.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Question two. What do you call the collection of all of your bones together?
Your skeleton?
Your skeleton is correct. Now, did you know that babies, when they're born, have about...
more bones than adults do?
Yes. He got me off there. Do you know they have about 300 bones? And then as an adult, do you know how many bones you have as an adult?
206.
206. So some of those smaller bones will like fuse together as you grow up from being a baby to an adult. It's kind of cool. I didn't actually know that. So you're ahead of me in that world. Question three. What is the long tube connecting your throat to the stomach?
The esophagus
is correct. So it uses these things like muscle waves to kind of push food and other things down into your stomach. It like just kind of like sends signals from the top to the bottom to kind of like, I don't know, like coax the food down. It's pretty interesting. Question four. What gas do we inhale to stay alive?
Oxygen.
Oxygen is correct. Very good. Now, I think the Earth's atmosphere, I shouldn't say the Earth's atmosphere, the Earth's air is what I meant to say, is only about 20% oxygen. Did you know that?
No,
so like,
I did not.
There's a lot of stuff in the air that we actually take in that we don't use to create or to breathe. It's just part of it. It's interesting. Question five. What part of your eye controls how much light gets in? Anytime now, lad.
oh, The pupil.
The pupil is correct. Was that a guess?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's just a bunch of... I don't know anything about eyes.
That's all right.
So, like...
I don't think it's a well-known thing.
Yeah.
I being that this was a trivia talk question, it was probably one of the most obvious parts of your eyes. But yeah. Yeah. So if you notice that, like, in when there's not a lot of light in the room, your pupil will get bigger. And it's so that it can take more light in to see. And then when it's really bright, your pupils get real tiny to kind of block out some of the light. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is 5-4-5, doing great. And he said that he wasn't that sure about human body trivia. He's doing fantastic. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now the questions, folks, are going to get a little tougher. The next five we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Intermediate questions. So here we go. Question number 6. Your body has about 86 billion of these functional units that make up your nervous system.
Neurons.
Neurons is correct. Yeah, good job. Was that a guess?
No, I know that.
Oh, you knew that. You just wanted to play it like you didn't know?
I just said it like that.
You slow answered and gave a neurons? 86 billion neurons. That's kind of hard to even wrap your head around. Question 7. What type of joint is found in your shoulder and in your hip?
I don't care about joints.
Okay. Take a stab at it. What kind
socket
of
socket joint?
Okay. And you know what, bud? I'm going to give it to you. That's close enough for me. It's a gimme. We're going to give you the gimme. The answer we are looking for is a ball and socket joint. But you got that right. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. So very good. So if you think about like the arm part of your shoulder where it goes into your like chest, is the arm has the ball and the chest has a socket, like a little pocket that the ball sits inside of. The same thing with your leg. Your leg at the top of your leg has a little ball, and then your hips have a little socket, and the ball goes into that little pocket there and helps you get a good range of motion. Question 8. On average, a human being will do this action 28,800 times a day. Let's see if we can narrow it down. What are things that you think happen that many times? Like, give me your ideas.
Breathe. Heartbeats.
What else? Anything else that happens a lot during the day?
Take a step.
Okay. That's a lot of steps, but definitely some people take 28,000 steps a day. Sure. Do you want to
blink?
What answer do you want to go with?
Blink.
Blinking. Coming in clutch at the end. The blinking is correct. Very nice. That just kind of came to you. Yeah. We, for breathing, I don't know the numbers on breathing, but you mentioned heartbeats. Your heart will beat somewhere around 100,000 times a day.
Oh.
But yeah, blinking. The average human being blinks nearly 29,000 times a day.
That doesn't... I feel like I blink 300 times in a day.
It's kind of fun to... I always like to play this trick on my students. It's not really a trick, but it's... It when I say these things, it kind of puts it into perspective, things that happen naturally in your life. So now that I'm saying this, you are now blinking manually, meaning you are causing your eyes to blink. And every time you're making it happen. You're also breathing manually too. Every breath you're making happen. Instead of it normally happening, now you're making it happen. I'm controlling you. I'm mind controlling you. Your mouth's really dry now. You need to swallow, but it's really hard to right now. You try to swallow, but you can't. Did that one work?
No.
No? You can swallow just fine? It's not difficult at all? Ah, see? It's hard. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Mind tricks with Dad and Lad. Question number 9. These parts of the body get their name from the Latin word meaning little mouse. I'll give you a hint. It's a cognate. Cognates mean the word and its translation are similar sounding. So if the Latin word means little mouse, it's a cognate.
I don't know.
Take a guess. Something in the body that rhymes with mouse or sounds similar to mouse. Any guesses?
No, I don't.
He does not have a guess. All right. Well, the answer we're looking for are muscles. Muscles.
The muscles does not sound like mouse at all.
Mouse? Muscles? Muscles, mouses.
No.
Mouse and muscles do sound similar.
They don't.
The ancient Romans thought that muscles contracting and retracting looked like little mice scurrying under the skin, which is kind of why they came up with that word, where they use the word muscles. So the word is musculus, and that's where the word muscle came from. And question 10. What is the scientific name for the voice box?
The whatchamacallit.
The
whatchamacallit. It should just be called the voice box.
The whatchamacallit is not correct, not scientific enough. The answer we're looking for is the larynx. The larynx. Have you heard that one before?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a pretty common thing. So that's also known as your voice box. And it's also like, it's, I guess its main like purpose is to protect your airway from food and other things getting into it, as well as like being a part of your creating your voice. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing awesome. He's only missed one so far. Well, technically two. No, that's right. You're the whatchamacallit. those are tough questions. But now, folks, I got to warn you, the questions are about to get super, super difficult. So put on your hip waders, double knot your shoes, put on your mouth guard, your boiled mouth guard so it fits your teeth really well. Braid your hair back so it stays out of your face. Put on your protective eyewear, your protective earwear, your protective nostril wear. Because these questions are the hardest that we could find on the internet. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. What is the hardest substance in the human body?
Bone
is a awesome answer. Not quite. The answer we're looking for is tooth enamel. Yeah, the enamel on your teeth is the hardest substance in your body, harder than bone. That makes sense, right? I mean, because you're doing all the chewing and eating jawbreakers and Halloween candy and all that stuff. Question 12. What is the name of the little punching bag that hangs in the back of your throat?
It's slightest little touch and then you puke thing.
Pretty gross, yeah. What's that thing called?
I don't know. That's my answer.
Oh, oh, that's what it's called?
Yes.
The little thing that you barely touch and you throw up, yes. The answer is not that. We are looking for the uvula. The uvula is
that's such a dumb name.
It's a really interesting name. Yep, you're right. The uvula's job is to help prevent food and liquid from going up into your nostrils and going up that way. So that's its main job. But yes, it also does kind of contribute to your gag reflex that kind of gives you some of that pukey feeling. Sorry for the weird talk, folks. Hopefully you're not eating in the car at home. Question number 13. What hormone regulates your sleep and wake cycle?
Melatonin.
Melatonin is correct. Yes. So some people will take like a melatonin supplement to help get to sleep a little bit faster and stay asleep better. But yeah, your body normally by itself makes melatonin, and it's made by the pineal gland, which is only about the size of a pea. So the gland that makes the hormone for sleeping and waking is only about the size of a pea. Kind of neat. Question 14. Which muscle is responsible for inflating and deflating the lungs, also called breathing?
The diaphragm.
The diaphragm is correct. So what I want everyone to do, I know this is kind of weird, but so I want you to take your hand and I want you to put it on your nose. Like take your finger and put it on your nose. Now what you're going to do is you're going to push down on your nose a little bit, just nice and light. And you're going to move down and you're going to push over your mouth. And you're going to move down over your chin. And you're going to keep pushing down and moving down over your throat. And you're pushing down and moving down. And now you're on your breastbone or your...
The rib cage.
The center of your rib cage, your breastbone. And you're going to keep moving down until you get to the bottom of that bone. And then all of a sudden, you're going to get to a spot that's like a little soft spot, right? You can push on it. It's like a little soft spot right there. That muscle, when you take a big, deep breath in and hold it. Now push on it. If you push on it, it gets real hard. That muscle gets whole. That muscle gets real tough. That's your diaphragm. That little muscle right there in that little spot underneath your sternum, that's the word I was looking for, sternum or your breastbone, is the diaphragm, and that's the muscle that controls your breathing. Kind of neat. I talk about this a lot as a music teacher, by the way, if you haven't figured that out.
Well, I hear it a bunch of times because I'm a vocal lesson student.
Yep. Yeah, they have you put your hand on your diaphragm?
Yes.
Yep, yep. And finally, question number 15. What is the name of the pigment in your blood that helps carry oxygen?
I don't know.
He does not know. Well, the answer we're looking for is hemoglobin. You ever heard that word before?
Hemoglobin. Sounds German.
I always feel like it sounds like a, like some kind of a, like a comic book character.
Hemoglobin.
Or something that like the professor from The Simpsons would say. Oh, yeah, hemoglobin.
Gliven.
Gliven Hoyle hemoglobin. But yes, so it's kind of interesting. So the hemoglobin has iron, which is what makes your blood red. And without the hemoglobin in your blood, that our blood would be like almost clear. Wouldn't that be weird?
Clear blood.
Like to have colorless blood? That'd be really, really weird.
And cool.
It'd be different. I don't know. We'd be like aliens. I don't know.
It would be like when you get a paper cut. It's just water.
It'd be like water coming out
of your body.
Yeah, it'd be pretty weird. All right. That's going to do it for human body trivia, folks. Emmett did a great job. Some of these questions got a little tough. So if you at home or in the car managed to get like a perfect score or did really well, send us a message, maybe even send us a little pic or something like that. We'd love to celebrate with you. If you really enjoyed this trivia, leave us a 5-star review. And even if maybe if you wanted to leave us a comment on that review and tell us what's your favorite part of the podcast, that would be awesome. Also, if you want to send us a DM, if you want to let us know about your victory, send us a DM over on Facebook and on Instagram at DadLadTrivia. Have mom and dad or somebody else with social media, send us a message and we would love to hear from you. All right, lad. Favorite part of human body trivia today? Anything stand out? You learn anything?
Probably the last one.
Yeah, the hemoglobin one?
Yes.
Yeah, that one was cool. I knew that hemoglobin was the answer, but I didn't know that we would have colorless blood without it. So that's kind of neat and a weird idea to think of. All right, folks. Well, thank you again for tuning in this week and each and every week. We would not do this without the support of all of our listeners. We really appreciate you, and we hope you have a great rest of your week. We'll see you later.
Alligators.